It's official. Well, okay. The fall equinox actually arrives on September 22nd, but we all know that the Labor Day holiday is the dividing line between summer and fall. It's not quite time to shore up your cocoa reserves, but that time is coming. So be sure to savor this last holiday of the summer season. If you're down the shore, lucky you, but in the city, there's plenty to do.
Big men smoking in their easy chairs.
Start with celebrating some iconic musicians right out of Philadelphia. The Dells' last concert of the year is a tribute to Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff, and Tom Bell. They created the lush orchestral sounds that became associated with Philly music, and they deserve every accolade for the beautiful sounds they made. Members of the Intruders, the New Stylistics, the Delphonics, and the Jones Girls will perform, along with Carol Riddick, who's paying homage to Phyllis Hyman. The show is tonight at 7. Tonight is also the Baltimore Avenue Dollar Stroll, which takes place on the West Philly thoroughfare from 40th to 51st. Retailers, restaurants, and vendors will be out trying to get your dollar, $3, or $5, which is what things will cost during the biannual event. Pop-up music, dance, and theatrical performances are part of the fun. It goes from 5 to 8 p.m. Japanese flower arranging, or ikebana, is a fine art. On Thursday, Shifuso is hosting an opening reception for its 15th annual Ikebana exhibition. They have multiple speakers planned to discuss the particulars of the ancient art. The reception, which starts at 5, is ticketed, but the exhibition is free with museum admission starting on Friday. It goes through Sunday. Also on Friday, 1812 Productions debuts a world premiere. This Should Never Be a Musical is the title, and the concept is that attendees come up with ideas for the craziest shows, they get voted on, and then the company turns the winner into an impromptu musical. This sounds like a hot mess in all the right ways. The show is at the Arden's Arcadia Stage. It goes through September 27th. Hurry on down to the Teddy Bear Picnic. It's happening on Saturday at the Philadelphia Zoo, where you and the kids can meet with the Berenstain Bears and hang out with them. The kids can also design a bear bandana, among other family-friendly activities. It goes down from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Fringe Fest heads our way for a month of eclectic productions. To kick it off, the Fringe Fair comes to the Cherry Street Pier on Saturday. It's a preview of the annual festival and its many offerings, and Fringe staff will be there to recommend their personal favorites. Artists and performers are coming too, promoting and showcasing their upcoming productions. The free event goes from noon to 4, and the Fringe Fest starts on September 8th. Bay Area songstress Kehlani just picked up a Grammy for her hit Folded, so we're sure she'll be singing it at her Freedom Mortgage Pavilion show in Camden on Saturday night. Kehlani was recently hospitalized and missed a few concert dates, but she's back on the road.
It's so silly of me to act like I don't need you back. When all I can think about is that since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away. All I had to do was ask for space.
One of her opening acts is fellow Grammy winner Durand Bernard, who demonstrated his showmanship earlier this year at the BET Awards D'Angelo tribute. The concert starts at 7. British singer-songwriter Lily Allen's marriage to actor David Harbour didn't go so well. In fact, it failed. But like many musicians, she turned pain into art, releasing West End Girl about the marriage's demise.
And now we're all here. We've moved to New York. We found a nice little rental near a sweet little school. Now I'm looking at houses with 4 or 5 floors. And you found us a brownstone, said you want it, it's yours.
She'll perform the album in its entirety at The Man on Sunday night. The show starts at 8.
Boom, cha-cha, boom, cha-cha.
The PICO Multicultural Series rolls on with Brazilian Day Philadelphia. Put on by Project Capoeira, it's at Spruce Street Harbor Park. The fest encompasses a celebration of Brazilian culture along with a commemoration of the country's Independence Day. It goes from 1 to 7 p.m. At the Things to Do desk, we turn weekends into opportunities for more love, joy, and memories. If you missed anything or want to hear more, including where Monday's Labor Day Parade is happening, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.